Read along with the silly emperor's new clothes. When you hear this sound, turn the page.
There is only ever one answer to the question, where is Emperor Cassius? It isn't playing football or watching telly. And it isn't seeing if a remote control car can go faster than a cat. The Emperor is always found admiring himself and his fabulous clothes in the mirror. But the Emperor has a problem. He has nothing to wear for his birthday procession. Two cheeky tricksters hear about this and decide to try their luck. They write a letter to Emperor Cassius.
To the Emperor, we make the hippest, coolest clothes in the world with a magic ingredient. Only the cleverest people can see them. Whoever cannot is very, very silly. Please send 100 gold coins to the above address, and soon these fancy outfits will be yours. From Pricey Dressmakers and Co.
Squeals the Emperor. A new outfit in time for my birthday and a super test for silliness. He shakes his piggy bank upside down. Just as he is about to count the coins, he goes to the mirror to admire himself again.
You count, I'm busy,
he snaps at a nearby servant. The day before his birthday, the Emperor sends his Prime Minister to check on the new outfit. The Prime Minister gulps. He can't see a thing.
Isn't it heavenly?
Says the first cheeky trickster.
Don't you just love it?
Says the second. But the Prime Minister, who thinks himself a clever chap, doesn't want to look stupid, so he says,
It's divine.
The following morning, Emperor Cassius is in a jolly mood.
Happy birthday to me.
The cheeky tricksters knock on the door.
Ta-da!
They say as they hold up the sparkly, velvety, shimmery new outfit. Of course, you'll only be able to see it if you're very, very clever, won't you? The Emperor puts it on and looks in the mirror.
I look!
The cheeky tricksters try to stop giggling.
What do you think?
Says the Emperor to his chief dresser.
I think it is the finest birthday suit I have ever seen.
May all admire me,
says the Emperor as he walks through the streets. No one in the crowd wants to seem silly, so even though the Emperor looks completely naked, they clap and cheer heartily. The cheeky tricksters run for the hills with their bag of gold coins.
Hehehehe.
suddenly, a little girl steps forward and says, "You're not wearing anything." The crowd goes silent, and the little girl's mother tries to shush her.
"But I can see his bottom,"
says the little girl. The emperor goes very red as one by one the people in the crowd begin to laugh.
"You're all very, very silly," he shouts.
He grabs a banner to wrap around himself and sprints back to the palace. And the crowd shout all at once,
"No, you are!"